Blog Talk Radio.
What a moment he has brought us to. Such a freedom we have found in you, Lord. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be a child of God and blessed to be with you this lovely, lovely day. The sunrise is gorgeous. The day is beautiful. It's going to be nice and toasty warm. I believe where I live is going to be in the 80s, so dress appropriately. I'm looking at the sun coming up this morning, and all I can say is it is beautiful. It is beautiful. It is a great, great day to be a child of God, and I'm just grateful. Just grateful that I was able to spend the weekend with my friend, and it was nice to have a conversation about the Lord with my granddaughter. She was on fire when she came from her FCA meeting. She was hyped up in the presence of the Lord, and it just touched my heart and just made me smile. I mean, on fire for God. And that is what we want our young people to have, that fire for God. So thankful for my granddaughter who is in leadership in her FCA group. And I'm just proud of her, just so very proud of her. And she is doing for God. Does she have to? No. But does she want to? Yes. And that's what makes it so powerful, is the fact that she wants to work for God. And she gets excited about going to her meetings so she can speak and talk on God and what he is. Thanking God for that. Thanking God for you. And the word that the Lord gave me was, the Lord God keeps his word. The Lord God keeps his word. As we all know, because y'all know I love to do the message on the two or the team. And we all know that we want to be two for God. We want to be like Joshua and Caleb. So we make it into the promised land. And that's what our word is about today. The two. Joshua is leading the people into the promised land. And Caleb is going to ask for his stuff. He's going to ask for what God has for him. He's going to ask for it, and then he's going to be kind enough to divvy it out to his family. You know, he wants to do what's right, and we want to do what's right. But I say this again, the Lord God keeps his word. Whatever you ask of him, he said in his word, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, he will do it. So we are believing that. We are believing that God can and God will do what we need and provide what we ask. I was looking for a tax form that I needed to finish my taxes. I'm one short, but I know I'm going to find it today. But the one I needed, I mean, literally, I said, Lord, you know I got to find this form. And I walked out of the dining room, which is where I was doing my taxes, or walked into another room, and it was like sitting right on top of the table, the form I needed. I mean, right on top. That if I walked past it, there was no way I could miss it, right in plain sight. I'm like, wow, God, I went through all that trouble trying to get into the website, trying to do this, and then I got kicked out and said I can't do it, get in again until tomorrow morning. And God said, don't worry about it, I got you. And he did. So I tell you, the Lord keeps his word. Do you trust God today that he will make a way out of no way? Do you trust God today that he's got your back? Joshua and the children of Israel had to know that God had their back. He had their back and he has our back. So let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father God, we come to you with hearts open wide, ready to receive what you have for us, ready to move forward in your word, ready, Lord God, to be filled up as we exhale, God. Let us exhale all darkness, all things that are not like you, and let us inhale all of you, God, because you are a fresh wind that blows in. You keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. You are great and greatly to be praised. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and your love and your kindness. Thank you, God, for just being who you are, an awesome and mighty God who loves his children. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Something you didn't have to do, because somebody didn't wake up on this side of the earth today, but we did. So we give you praise, Father God. I ask you to forgive me for anything I may have said, may have thought, may have done. I ask forgiveness, God, that I have a clean heart and a right spirit before I open and go forth in your word. For I love you, Jesus, and I don't want to play. I want to be serious in my walk. I want to be serious in my talk. I want you to know, Lord, that I love you more than anything. So, Father God, I ask your protection over my granddaughter as she has to work today. I ask you to watch over all of my children, God. Keep them covered under the blood, God. Cover my son as he travels the highways and byways. They both travel highways and byways. As one goes back to work, one is already started working again from being hurt on his job. But, Lord, we know that you have a better job already in store for him to work in his field for he and his brother, God. I'm believing that, God. I'm believing that you are going to put them where they need to be because they are your sons. And you're the only father they have. But their father, their biological father is with you and their grandfathers are with you. So, Father God, I ask your blessing because you are their father. And I know that you take care of us, your children. So, Father, as you forgive my sins, I forgive those that sin against me. In the name of Jesus, I lift this word up, Lord, asking you, as always, increase as I decrease, Holy Spirit. Do me, Lord, what needs to be said. And what does not need to be said, keep it behind my teeth. In Jesus' name I pray, lifting up his name and lifting up your word. Amen. Giving honor again to the Most High God. We are in the book of Joshua today. We will be in Joshua starting at chapter 11, and we will be going to chapter 15. So Joshua chapter 11, starting at verse 1 to chapter 15. So please get your Bibles, because this is Bible study. And the word of God, as spoken in Joshua chapter 11, says, and it came to pass when Dathan, king of Hazar, heard these things, that he sent to Jobab, king of Madian, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshah, and to Shur, and to the kings who were from the north in the mountains, in the plains south of Chemarot, in the lowland and in the heights of Dor, on the west to the Canaanites, to the east and to the west the Amorites and Hittites, the Perizzites and the Jebusites in the mountains, the Havites below Harmon in the land of Mizpah. So they went out, they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with very many horses and chariots, when all these kings had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And as we all know, some stuff is breaking up and going down in the Middle East. We know that Iran has gotten involved in the conflict in Gaza and did a drone strike on Israel. We've got to pray, people of God. We don't take sides, we pray, because we know that the Israel today is not God's Israel, but it's still for the people that live, that we pray for God's people. We pray that this does not come into a conflict, a war, because there are those out there that are hoping and praying for a war. But God, let it be what you want, not what we want. Let it be peace. Let it be the things that need to happen. We know will happen, God, because your word has told us so. There will be wars and rumors of wars. We know. There will be famine. There will be world events like earthquakes and tsunamis. We know. Tornadoes and hurricanes. Ask you, God, to please heal this land of all those that all they want to fight, not because they love you. They want to fight for money. For money. Arms dealers wanting to get wealthier than they already are in dealing in death. Lord, we know that you can take care of it all. But we know that your children will be covered. Israel will be covered. Jerusalem will be covered. We know it because it is your holy city. And as we go back to the word, it says, but the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid because of them. For tomorrow about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua and all the people of war with him came against them suddenly by the waters of Merom, and they attacked them, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who defeated them and chased them to Greater Sidon, to the brook of Mizrephath, and the valley of Mizpah, eastward. They attacked them until they left none of them remaining. So Joshua did to them as the Lord had told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at the time and took Hazor and struck his king with the sword. For Hazor was formerly the head of those kingdoms, and they struck all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was none left breathing. Then he burned Hazor with fire. So all the cities of those kings and all their kings Joshua took and struck with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounts, Israel burned none of them except Hazor only, which Joshua burned. And all the spoil of these cities and the livestock the children of Israel took as booty for themselves, but they struck every man with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they left none breathing. As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. And so Joshua did. He left nothing undone in all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Thus Joshua took all this land, the mountain country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, and the Jordan plain, the mountains of Israel and the lowlands from Mount Halak and the extent to serve even as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Carmel. He captured all their kings and struck them down and killed them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Havites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All the others they took in battle, for it was the Lord to harden their hearts that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, and that they might receive no mercy, but that he might destroy them as the Lord had commanded Moses. Woo! That time Joshua came and cut off Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, from the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. None of the Anakim were left in the land of the children of Israel. They remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses. And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war. These are the Kings, chapter 12. And I have a few life lessons, but I will do all the life lessons from 11 to 15 at the end of the blog today. In chapter 12, it says, these are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated, and whose land they possessed on the other side of the Jordan, to the rising of the sun from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the eastern Jordan plain. One king was Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, from the middle of that river, even as far as the river Jabbok, which is the border of the Amorites, and the eastern Jordan plain, the sea of Shinaroth, as far as the sea of Arba, the salt sea, the road to Beth Jeshimoth, and southward below the slope of Pisgah. The other king was Og, king of Bashan, and his territory, who was of the remnant of the giant who dwelt at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and signed over Mount Hermon, and reigned over Mount Hermon. Excuse me, over Salcah, over all of Bashan, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Maachathites, and over half of Gilead to the border of the Gershites and the Maachathites, and over half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. These Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given as a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel conquered on the side of the Jordan, on the west from Baal Gad, in the valley of Lebanon, as far as Mount Halak, and the ascent of Gur, which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as a possession, according to their divisions, in the mountain country, in the lowlands, in the Jordan plain, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Havites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jarmuth, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Elgar, Eglon, and one, the king of Gazar, one, the king of Debir, one, the king of Gitter, one, the king of Hermon, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Lebanon, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Mikkadah, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tapu, one, the king of Hepha, one, the king of Aphek, one, the king of Lasharon, one, the king of Madon, one, the king of Hazaron, the king of Shimron, Miron, one, the king of Akshath, one, the king of Tanakh, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kedesh, one, the king of Kadmiel, one, in Carmel, one, the king of Dor in the heights of Dor, one, the king of the people of Gilgal, one, the king of Tarzah, one, the king, all the kings, 31. Joshua did not play. He didn't play with God, and he didn't play with what he was entrusted, because he knew the Lord God keeps his word, and Joshua kept his word to Moses and his word to God. He said to destroy, and that's what he did. And as we go into chapter 13, it says, now Joshua was old, advanced in years. And the Lord said to him, you are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains, all the territory of the Philistines, and all that of the Geshurites, from Shihar, which is east of Egypt, as far as the border of Ekron, northward, which is counted as Canaanite. The five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, the Ashdodites, and the Ashkelonites, and the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites from the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah that belonged to the Danians, as far as Ephek, to the border of the Amorites, the land of the Gibeonites, and all Lebanon toward the sunrise, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon, as far as the entrance to Hamath. All the inhabitants of the mountains from Lebanon, as far as the brook of Mizrephath, and all the Sidonese, them I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel, as an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now, therefore, divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh. With the other half tribes, the Reubenites and the Gadites, receive the inheritance which Moses has given them. Beyond the Jordan, eastward, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given them, from Aurora, from which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the town that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Debon, all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the children of Ammon, Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites, and Machanites, and Mount Hermon, and all of Bashan, as far as Salcah, all the kingdoms of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth, and Edra, who remained on the remnant of the giants, the Moses had defeated and cast out these. Nevertheless, the children of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites or the Mechites, but the Geshurites and the Mechites dwelt among the Israelites until this day. Only the tribe of Levi, he had given no inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said to them. And Moses had given to the tribe of the children of Reuben an inheritance according to their families. Their territory was from Aurora, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all the cities that are in the plain, Debon, Bamoth, Baal, Bethbel, Neon, Jahazah, Kazamoth, Mephath, Kirjahim, Sima, Zira, Shehar, on the mountain of the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jesmoth, all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdoms of Shehan, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses had struck with the princes of Midian, Ebi, the king, Zor, Hur, and Reba, who were princes of the Shihon dwelling in the country. The children of Israel also killed with the sword Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer among those who were killed by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also had given an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad, according to their families. Their territory was Jezer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the Amorites, as far as Aurora, which is before Rabbah, and from Hezbon to Ramoth Mizpah and Beltamim, and from Manahim to the border of Debir, and in the valley of Bethoron, Beth Nimrah, and Sekhot, and Japhon, the rest of the kingdom of Shem, king of Hezbon, with the Jordan as its border, as far as the end of the Sea of Kinnereth, on the other side of the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses also had given an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was the half for the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jar, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, half of Gilead and Ashtaroth and Edrei. Cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan were for the children of Mishkar, the son of Manasseh, for half the children of Mishkar, according to their families. These are the areas which Moses had distributed as the inheritance in the plains of Moab, on the other side of the Jordan, by Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he had said to them. Again, the Lord God keeps his word. Chapter 14 of Joshua. These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded, by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and the half tribe. But Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan. But to the Levites he had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land except cities to dwell in, which their common lands for their livestock and their property, as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. And they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua and Gilead, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kizite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. So Caleb is 85 years old. Ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am, this day, 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I will be able to drive them out as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh and Kizite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Karjat Arba. Arba was the great greater men among the Anakim than the land at rest from war. The land had rest from war. Chapter 15 of Joshua. The lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The border of Edom, at the wilderness of Zin, southward, was the extreme southern border boundary. And their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of the accent of Arabim, placed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, along to Hazaron, and went up to Adar, and went around to Karkah. From there it passed towards Asmon, and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The east border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan, and the border on the northern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Eglon and passed north to Beth Araba, and from the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward the Beer from the valley of Acher, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the extent of Adami, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the waters of Enshemot and ended at Enzo-Logel, and the border went up to the valley of Son of Ammon, to the southern south of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Ammon, westward, which is the end of the valley of Rephaim, northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountains of the water of Nephtah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border went around to Bala, which is Karshath-Jerim. Then the border went westward from Bala to Mount Seir, passed along the side of Mount Jerim on the north, which is Chasalon, which Chesalon, which went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. At the border went out to the side of Ephron northward. Then the border went around to Sekron, passed along to Mount Bala, and extended to Jemuel, and the border ended at the sea. And the west border was the coastline of the great sea. And again, this is all the land that God promised. He said he would do it, and the Lord keeps his word. And as we go farther down, and it says this, it says, as we go on, it says, and Caleb said, verse number 16 of chapter 15, and Caleb said, he would attack Karshath-Shepher and take it to him. I would give Acher, my daughter, Aksa, my daughter, as wife. So Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, as wife. Now it was so, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah were the border of Edom, in the south was Kibbazel, Edah, Jaguar, Kenna, Demonah, Adiah, Kiddah, Hazar, Edmund, Yeth, Telah, Gilad, Hazar, Hadadah, Kirah, Hezron, which is Hazar, Ammon, Shema, Moladah, Hazar, Gada, Hezmon, Beth Palit, Hezar, Shoal, Beersheba, Bezjaral, Belal, Zim, Edmund, and I am not going to even try to name the rest of these cities because I will be tongue-tied and I will make a mess of them. But I will start at verse 45, Ekron, which in the towns and villages from Ekron to the sea and all the lay near Ashdod, with their villages Ashdod, which is the towns and villages, Gaza, there it is, with its towns and villages as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea and its coastline belong to Judah. And we need to understand that a whole lot of what's going on now is because of what God promised in his word as far as who would own what. And understand that as children of God, we got to follow God. And as we go to verse 63, it says, as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. And, you know, Dr. Stanley tells us that the Jebusite city of Jerusalem did not fall to the Israelites until the time of David. Sometimes God waits to fulfill his promises, but he always keeps his word in the end. And we need to remember that. And as we go back to verse 19, it says, since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water. This daughter of Caleb did not play. She said, you're not going to give me a husband and then give me some land and no water. And it says, it is no surprise that a courageous man of faith like Caleb will raise a bold daughter like Asa. Genuine fear of God is more caught than taught, especially in families. Caleb did not play. God didn't play with him. God kept his word. And I say this, God keeps his word to us. And as we go back to Joshua 15:13-15, when 10 Hebrew spies, this is just a history lesson, warned their countrymen to steer clear of Canaan, only two others, Joshua and Caleb, went to advance with God. The name Caleb can mean bold, impetuous. And Joshua's friends certainly had boldness. Caleb had a faith so full that even the fearsome giants living on Hebron did not deter him. He believed the Lord, which few others did. He claimed the promises of God and did not allow four harsh decades in the wilderness to erode his belief. He had wanted to take possession of Canaan 45 years earlier, and he hadn't changed his mind. Truly, Caleb was all heart, for he obeyed the Spirit of God. All of us would do well to follow suit. First, let's make sure we have a full faith. We have a full faith. And then a surrendered heart. Only then can we face the foreboding giants before us. We know there are giants in the land, spiritual giants. Whatever your giant is, you can conquer it with God. And as we go into chapter 16, it says, the lot fell to the children of Joseph from the Jordan by Jericho to the waters of Jericho. On the east of the wilderness that goes up from Jericho through the mountains of Bethel, they went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along to the border of the Akrites and the Atharites, and went down westward to the boundary of Japheth, the Japhethites, as far as the boundary of Lower Beth-Horon, the Giza, and it ended at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. The border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. The border of their inheritance on the east side was Atharoth Adar, as far as Upper Beth-Horon. And the border went out toward the sea on the north side of Mephi. Then the border went around eastward to Tanith, Shiloh, and passed by it on the east of Janiah. Then it went down from Janiah, Atharoth, Samaria and reached to Jericho. It came out at the Jordan. The border went out from Tapha westward to the brook of Cana, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they did not drive out the Canaanites, who dwelt in Gaza. But the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraimites to this day and have become forced laborers. And as we go into our word for today in Joshua, Joshua 17, I'm sorry, I did say we were going to be finished at 15, but it's actually 18 because this is April 14th. And I'm just going to give an overview because it's a whole lot of cities. And just to get to the crux of what it is, in Joshua 17 and 14, I want to go back to verse number 3. And it says, but Zelophehad, the son of Hepha, the son of Gilead, the son of Macher, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mela, Noah, Hegla, Milcah, Tarzah. And they came near before Elijah, the priest before Joshua the son of Nun, and for the rulers, saying, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. These are some more girls that didn't play. Just like Caleb's daughter didn't play, these daughters of Zelophehad did not play either. It says 10 shares fell to Manasseh besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethan, that lies east of Shechem. And the border went along south to the inhabitants of Tapha, and Manasseh had the hand of Tapha. But Tapha on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the border descended to the brook of Kenneth, southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward was Ephraim's northward, and it was Manasseh. And the sea was the border of Manasseh's territory, was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. And in Issachar, and in the Asher and Manasseh at Beth Shean, and its towns, Ibnam, and the towns and inhabitants of Dor, and its towns and inhabitants of Endor, and its towns and inhabitants of Tenet, and its towns and inhabitants of Megiddo, and its towns through Chile region. And I just want to say, anybody who is a sci-fi fan understands that Endor was also in Star Wars. So, you know, I do believe that George Lucas used many cities from the Bible in his movies. You know, but you have to have read it to know it. So that's the one thing I say. Keep a check out. When you read the Word of God, you'll say, that city sounds familiar. It's because you probably saw it in some sci-fi movie, because they take a lot from the Word of God and change it and switch it and make it into sci-fi, but we know it's real, and it is the Word. And then it says, then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, why have you given us only one lot and one share of inheritance? We are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now. So Joshua answered them, if you are a great people, then go up to the forefathers country and clear a place for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you. But the children of Joseph said, the mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valleys have chariots of iron, both those who are of Beth Shean and its towns and those who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraimanatha, saying, you are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and this farthest extent shall be yours. But you shall drive out the Canaanites, so they have iron chariots and are strong. Joshua said, let me tell you something. God keeps his word. If it's meant for you to have, then the Canaanites are not going to be there. And it says that we are fully benefited from the promises of God. We have our own work to do. God requires his people to put forth great effort in their lives of faith. We can't just ask God for stuff and not put out and do what we're supposed to do. We got to go to work. You can't ask God to just give, and you don't work for anything. Then that's not what God wants. He wants us to go to work. Because a man that does not work does not eat. And we want to eat the good of the land, which means we got to go to work. Whatever your job is for the Lord, just do it. And when we go to chapter 18, and it says, now the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle meeting there. And the land was subdued before them. But there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Pick out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them. They shall rise and go through the land, survey it according to their inheritance, and come back to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall remain in their territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall remain in their territory on the north. You shall therefore survey the land in 7 parts and bring the survey here to me, that I may cast lots for you to hear before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad, Reuben, half-tribe of Manasseh, have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan, on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. Then the men arose to go away, and Joshua charged those who went to survey the land, saying, go, walk through the land, survey it, and come back to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went, passed through the land, and wrote the survey in a book in 7 parts by cities. And they came to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. Then Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their division. Now the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot came out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north side began at the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north and went up through the mountains westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth Avim. The border went over from there toward Luz, side of Luz, which is Bethel, and south it, and the border descended to Ashtaroth Adar near the hill that lies on the south side of Lower Bethel-Ram. Then the border extended around the west side to the south from the hill that lies before Bethoron, south of an inner Karjash Baal, which is Karjash Jerim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west side. The south side began at the end of Karjash Jerim, and the border extended on the west and went out to the spring of the waters of Naphtali. Then the border came down to the end of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Ammon, which is in the valley of Ephraim, on the north, descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite city on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and it went around from the north, went out to En-Shemesh, and extended towards Gilead, which is before the ascent of Adullam, and the descendants of the son of On to the son of Reuben. Then it passed along toward the north side of Arabah and went down to Arabah. And the border passed along to the north side of Beth Hogla and the border ended at the North Sea of the South Sea at the south end of the Jordan. This was the southern boundary. The Jordan was its border on east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to its boundaries all around, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, was Jericho, Beth Agra, Ethbeth, Kizib, Beth Araba, Zad Marim, Beth Azimpar, or Ophrah, Shephar, Hemon, Ophnah, and Geba. 12 cities with their villages of Gibeon, Ramah, Bethrob, Mizpah, Shapharel, Mizar, Rakim, Ephiah, Chiralah, Elah, Eliphah, Jebus, Gibberoth, which is Karjoth, 14 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. What the Lord God says he will do, he does. The Lord God keeps his word. And as we have gone through some stuff, it says in some life lessons, and we'll just go backwards. And it says in chapter 17, verse 4, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. These young ladies did not play. That we should never hesitate to come before the Lord and ask him to do what he has promised, even if it seems out of the ordinary. James tells us, you do not have because you do not ask. James 4 and 2. We got to remember that you have not because you ask not. We got to ask, and we got to believe that God will do what he says he will do, that God will give us what he says he will give us, that God is in control, and he keeps his word. Joshua 14 and 9 tells us, the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. When we choose to wholly follow the Lord, he will move heaven and earth if necessary to fulfill his good promises to us. God keeps his word. Joshua 13 and 22, the children of Israel also killed with the sword Balaam. And we know Balaam was a mess. His donkey had to tell him about himself. Balaam spoke many positive, true, insightful, and even flattering things about God and Israel. Numbers 23 and 20-25, yet as a soothsayer, he demonstrated his wickedness. We cannot pick and choose which commands of God we will obey. Again, he's a soothsayer, meaning a prophet for hire. A prophet for hire. We got to understand that God is not in the business. He's going to tell what he needs to be said, and he will tell a true prophet what needs to be said. And it says this, you are old and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. We may sometimes try to paint God in sentimental hues, but he remains as forthright, honest, and unsentimental as always. He tells us the truth, not to hurt us, but to guard, ground us in reality. God will tell you when you need to take a minute, back up, check yourself. God tells us when to check ourselves. We got to believe in God. We got to trust in God. And we got to do what he says do. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. And the one thing you can take to the bank every day is the Lord God keeps his word. If you get nothing out of all these city names that I know that I did not pronounce all correctly, we got to remember the one thing. God keeps his word. And I have a prayer from my 365 that says this, still promise. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And that is what he gave the children of Israel. And we know that's Jeremiah 29 and 11. And that was from the NIV. It says, Lord God, I cling to your promise that your plans for me are good. When life throws me a curveball and I'm left reeling from its impact, remind me that this is not the end. There is no time limit to your grace. You don't set an expiration date on mercy's precious plans. May be thrown off course and even thrown out the window, but yours have not changed. What a hope. I trust you, God. You keep me on the path of life until I reach the end of mine. I will not give up or give in. As long as I have you, I have everything that matters. Keep me steady when I start to tremble. Keep me going when I feel like my feet are as heavy as lead. Keep me, just keep me. I take hope and courage by clinging to you in your good plans for my life, the life that you see clearly. Though it looks different than I'd hope, here I am, Lord. Lead me on. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Lead me on. I got to say it again. Here I am, Lord. Lead me on. We got to trust God. And the word, that the question for the day is your hope in your own plans or in God's goodness? Trust God. Are you trusting him today? Do you believe that the Lord God keeps his word? I can say, yes, he does. In my life, God has never forsaken me. He has always been there. In my good, in my bad, and in my ugly, he has been there. Yes, we all go through. Yes, we all have situations. But the one thing we must do is trust God. Are you trusting him today to lead you, to guide you, to give you your land, to give you everything that he promised? He will give to you, even if it's land and you have to go back and say, can I have a spring, some springs of water to go with it? He will. If Caleb gave to his daughter, you better believe God's going to give a whole lot more to his children. Trust God today. Believe that he can and that he will. And I do have a word this morning from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And a word for yesterday is this. I pray that God will continue to wrap his loving arms around you today. May his peace enter and saturate your home. Amen. Have a serene Saturday. I did. I had a busy Saturday, but it was serene because I had my little person with me yesterday. And it says, good morning. Our faith in Jesus sets us apart from what we used to be and makes us new creatures in Christ. Have a spiritual Sunday. And as we wrap up, I tell you every Sunday, and I say it today, Bible teaching church. Don't go to just any old place. Go where God is, and you will know when you walk through the doors that you will feel his presence. You'll feel the presence of the Holy Spirit wrap you in his arms. Have a blessed day, family. I thank God for you, and we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Please join Mother Valerie and myself on tomorrow as we move forward in the Word of God. For those that need to know in advance where we will be in Joshua chapter 19 and 20. We will also be in the 46th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, Proverbs chapter 14, verses 7 through 11, and we'll be in Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 59. And that is our word for tomorrow, and we just want to tell God thank you. Thank you for joining me. I know it was a lot of boring words. Because all it was city after city, place after place of it all is, God said, I will give you the land. And that's what he's doing, because the Lord God keeps his word. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. It's a wrap.